So, for instance, the implementation of the MAC, the Modernizing Agriculture in Ghana.
Okay.
So, when we write the report, we write it through the district coordinating director to the regional minister.
Okay.
And then to the MAC secretariat.
Okay.
And then we keep the regional director of agri in copy.
Okay.
So that's how the reporting goes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then it's virtually like the same.
Yes, it's the same.
The same. Thing. Like, okay.
They have to. And then because the regional Department of Agri is also under the regional coordinating council.
Exactly.
So even when they get the report, if there are any technical input, they will have to refer to the regional Department of Agri to get their technical input before it goes up.
Are there any challenges with respect to that reporting lines?
Yeah, basically, there are challenges because the fact is that, so when it goes like that, to be honest, the regional coordinating council and then the district assembly don't even read the report, so it's just a formality. So when we report like this, most of the feedback that we get are usually from the department, the regional MOFA. So we presuppose that these people are just administrative,
they are channeled to,
but they don't really, most of, because sometimes you raise certain pertinent issues in the report, but nobody even calls to find out whether
they haven't read it.
So you know, presume that probably they don't read them.
Okay. So in that regard, like you said, in that regard, how do you get feedback and how is the nature of the feedback? Is it?
So when there's feedback, so the regional department of agri just communicate to us direct, to the regional, the district department of agri direct, to ask for you raise these issues, these concerns, what are they, and sometimes they do follow up to the field to really find out what is going on.
Okay. And so, do you also find the supervisory role of MOFA useful, and then are they able to do the supervisory role?
Yes,
they are able to do.
Yeah, it's very useful, and they do it.
Okay, right. So I will just keep quickly and move on to the Department of Agri is under a subcommittee. Which subcommittee are you under in the district?
Yeah, social services subcommittee.
Social services.
Yes.
Subcommittee. So your membership in the social services subcommittee, how does it affect your operation and functions and your role being a member of that subcommittee? Do you think it's okay, or it constrains you, or it limits your ability to function?
What I would say is that it doesn't give life to agri, because here is the case. It means they don't sit specifically to look at agri issues until they sit, and then something of agri comes in, then they will call you to come and just respond and go. So we are not a core member as such.
You are not a core member?
No. When they are sitting their normal meetings.
And who are the, what is the composition of that subcommittee?
So first, I'm not too sure, but I know that social,
agri, social welfare,
then the assembly members. Some of the assembly members. I think the social welfare officer is even the secretary.
Okay.
To the committee, I believe the goal is social services, and they deal more with the vulnerable and so the social welfare officer is the secretary.
Okay.
I think Ghana Health Service is also a member of the committee. But to the best of my knowledge, I have participated in some of their meetings.
Okay.
But until there is issue on agri, then they will call the agri director or the representative to come and respond or educate
them. I just want to understand, if agri is a member of that committee, why do you wait until you are called? If they are having a meeting, I think ought to be there.
No.
So,
what is it's like, agri is under that committee. It's not that agri is a member of the committee.
Agric is under that committee. What does it mean?
What it means is that, like, let's say, in the composition,
mm-hmm.
so it's social services, so Agric is part of the social services.
Yes.
So if there are issues, mind you, the committee sits based on what issues that come from the front or come from constituents.
Oh, they don't have mandatory sittings, like say once in a quarter or twice in a quarter. They don't have it like that.
I'm sure they're supposed to have, but I don't think that they sit like. For what I know, anytime they invite me, and I can say it is anytime they're inviting me that they are meeting.
No, but have you also taken the pain to find out whether the subcommittee? How often are they supposed to? I understand it can be set in the books that they are supposed to meet twice quarterly, but because of resources, they will not be able to meet. So they will only meet when there are issues or there are available resources. So, but you know that I am still trying to understand what you mean by we are under.
Mm-hmm.
You are in this committee or you are under?
Okay. And I'm just talking in practical,
in principle, in reality.
Yes.
No, but in principle, you are in this committee.
Yes.
But in practice, you are under.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So once you are under, then it means that you are unable to articulate or promote Agric very well. That is what it means.
Yes, that is what I said, that Agric is not given light.
Per the status, Agri is also actually supposed to be under economic development.
Yes.
So, is there a committee like that, a subcommittee like that, where that one is more about Ministry of Trade and Industry, the Ministry of Road and Transport, and those stuff? That is where Agri belongs.
Yes.
Do they have such a subcommittee?
No. Not that
you
I
have,
know.
Not that you know.
Yeah, I know that Agric is under the economic sector, but
Then that you should be able to find out. Okay. So that in case they are meeting, then it means that there is a unit like that. Then you can now advocate that, oh, I think I am misplaced. I am supposed to be here rather than there. Okay. So I also want to find out, are you also a member of the DPC?
Yes.
You are a member.
Yes.
How often is the DPCU able to meet?
So we have excessive statutory meetings like
every quarter.
Okay. Yeah, but because of resource constraints, so they don't meet quarterly.
Okay.
So sometimes half a year.
Okay.
Or sometimes when there are statutory, like people are coming for monitoring.
Okay.
Or they are coming for assessment, then they can call us to come and meet.
Okay.
Or sometimes, because we are also under. Then we submit reports, so we can give reports to the DPC chairman.
Okay, but your role in that unit, it doesn't affect you in any way. Do you also see that you are undermined in that?
No, for DPCU, Agric,
your presence is
recognized. Yes. So even during when we had to do monitoring on some of the Agric-related activities, we invite some of the DPCU members, and they join us. Sometimes when they are also going for monitoring, even on other
department
activities, we are part.
Okay. Okay, so there are no challenges with that. Do you have any challenge with the budget process, the composite budgeting process?
The challenge
as a department.
I said, no, but the challenge that I have with that process is that it looked like it's a formality. So what they do is that when they say, okay, this is the composite budget, okay, Agric, these are your, bring your budget. Environmental Health, bring your budget. Ghana Health Service, bring your budget. Then they put it together. So in that sense, it's just like departmental budget that have been collated. But I think that in the composite budget, it shouldn't be so. It should be a district budget. So where the community can sit and diagnose all the district, the budget of all the various departments together. So it becomes what? A district budget. Then during implementation, AGRIC don't need to come and say that, give me this, but because it's a district budget, they will give priority to all the various sectors. But sometimes God, they say, just bring your budget, so they just compile. So during implementation, when you even go and you are making requests referring to activities you raise in the budget, it look new to them. So that's the only thing I have with that composite.
Yeah, but I am told the GIFMIC system, all the activities that are planned are in there.
Yes.
So you, if you are making a request outside that,
I know very well. So when you are making the request, it might be an approved activity that have been inputted in the GIFMIC system.
Yeah.
So anything outside it cannot follow. But because sometimes the budget and then the resources don't come as planned.
So
sometimes when you now go and make a request, it looks like, this is a new thing. Meanwhile, it is already in there.
So your district too, how do you see the Disassembled Common Fund and then the IGF? How does it come to you?
Yes, so I think that, to be honest, it's this year that I don't know whether there are challenges with the assembly. Actually, they say that their funding has been very erratic, and then sometimes I sit with the DC, and then he tells me some of the challenges. Other than that, the previous years, at least we are able to get something from sometimes they help us to service our car, and sometimes when we to go on field, they can give us some fuel, and even stationary. And even currently, even though they don't give us cars or fuel, but when we need stationary, we can easily make a request.
Okay.
And if they are available, they leave them to us.
Okay. It appears your district is better. In some districts, they are always complaining about the relation between the Department of Agric and the Assembly. The Department of Agri says that the Assembly doesn't recognize us as part of the system. And then the Assembly is also saying that, by you two, the way you are behaving as if you are not part of the system. In your view, what can be done to bridge that gap so that at least you are working together as parts? If there are problems with the Assembly should be able to let you know why they are not able to do certain things. The Assembly should also let you to also be able to promote your activities very well to the Assembly, so that they also know that, there is something going on here. Do you have something to support here? They say, we don't have. Okay, thank you very much. What do you advise? So what do you think can be done to bridge that gap?
I think this thing is a human
factor.
Yeah. Because in my case, like the assembly, even sometimes, like I was saying, the composite budget in the previous year, they could even invite me to come and chair the committee. So, and sometimes some of us, the Agric people, it looked like when we need resources,
that is what these people here assemble complain, that you don't show up until you need, or you hear that this common fund has come. Then you are running
to come.
It's like, are you here in this district? Is it because this thing has come that you are running? Sorry, you have come too late.
Yes. So in some of the department, that is the situation. Mm-hmm. Or when they release, like the MAC funds, when they release it, the Agric knows that they have released the funds, then you now start frequenting the assembly.
And submit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 requests at the same time. Good. But I was wondering, you know, the at that time when we met in Tamale Assembly at a hotel there,
yes,
where the coordinating directors were there,
yes,
many of you were able to articulate some of your challenges you faced with the Assembly.
Yes.
The Assembly was also, some of them were able to explain some of the things and also give their reasons or why they also think that you also behave.
Yes.
Do you think it would be useful to have such a forum, a dialogue session, where the Department of Agric is there, the coordinating director is there, the DC is there. So your DC is there, the coordinating director is there, and then the other districts. So at least you can have a jaw-jaw situation, dialogue, to be able to mend relationships, and let also the DCs appreciate that people have concerns. And the concerns have come to the attention of projects like this, which will be funding you. Because I understand the Ring 2 will be doing government-to-government transfer.
They are already doing it.
So if they are already doing it, and I'm sure if they are already doing it, there are some challenges with that. Cool. Do you think it would be useful to have such a dialogue?
Yes, it would be very useful. And I think that we should extend it to include the district budget officer.
Okay.
And then the district finance officers.
Okay.
So sometimes when even the DCE and then the coordinating directors understand,
okay,
but it gets to the budget officer, he still operating in the traditional way. So some of them still don't appreciate the fact that Agric is part and parcel of the assembly.
It's a finance, eh?
Yes. And then budget.
Hey, this will be a big... Okay, I think
yes. Because usually it's the budget who reads the warrants and all that.
And the way the system, the assembly system is like, these ones are powerful. Sometimes the coordination director is not even able to get them to do what they need to do.
Yeah, but when you ask them to do and they come and tell you, we have network problems, we have this, what can you do?
What can you do? So they should be able to have this, when we have this dialogue, this maybe to facilitate smooth movement for you. Okay. Then that's okay. I think we're done with that. I'm also aware that you do planning processes.
Yes.
The planning processes, you do some at the subcommittee level.
Yes.
The RELEX,
RELEX planning.
You still do them?
Yes.
And where do you get the funding from?
So, that I said, is from the Modernizing Agriculture.
Oh, the MAG?
Yeah, the MAG program.
Okay. So now that MAG is ending.
MAG is ending, that's where
the problem will come. Okay. Yeah. So, Director, I think at this point I want to give you the opportunity, given what we are discussing, the fact that there is somebody who wants to see how to strengthen the decentralization process and particularly your role, what will be your recommendation to as part of the strengthening?
I think what we are doing currently, we also have the District Value Chain Committee.
Okay.
Because they are also coming from the point of view of a private partners who are also interested in Agric. So we could also make them part of as an institution in the district so that they can also be half voice when it comes to Agric. But like I said, sometimes like my OB that is here, sometimes he calls often. Agric, what's the problem? So if I even tell him that, our MAC funds have been released, but your people have not yet done anything. He can quickly call the DC, tell him, my Agric director said you didn't give me the amount. Then quickly he can also intervene. So when we get such actors who are also part and parcel of the process, it can also help.
I think I agree with you. I agree with you perfectly, because if the DBCC is working and effective, and they hear that Ring 2 has released money for Agric, they hear that some money, even the Disassembly Common Fund has also come, this committee can advocate on behalf of the director, the department.
Yes.
Because they will call the assembly account and say, look, we are aware that this money has come.
Yes.
It is meant for us.
Yes.
Please release the money.
Yes.
Some of these members also are influential.
Yes.
They
yes.
can talk on behalf, lobby, and do. So I think I agree perfectly with you on that.
Yeah.
I agree.
So I think one of the things we could also do, like to, if we lobby the assemblies, they can create the agric subcommittees. And no, Boko West, they have a subcommittee solely on agriculture. So the other assemblies to work have been, the other time, the former DC that left, I was having a discussion with him. He was looking at the processes involved. But I think if we engage them, sometimes, as I said, they don't also even have the capacity to, you know, see if you want to create a committee, what are some of the things that you do. So if we are able to get agric subcommittees, it will also help. Because when those that committee is meeting, they are meeting on agric, and then they will be able to discuss the challenges that are solely in agric and what they can do.
I don't know whether such meetings require funds. Because the assembly is also very mindful not to create so many subcommittees that they cannot. So normally that's why they want a number of departments to come together to form a committee. But that number of departments should be departments that have things in common. If you box agric and health together, they can't do any meaningful discussion. But if you box agric and local economic development, it's more about agric. Because the local economic development activities are agric because you are in an agrarian environment. If it has to do with road and transport, it is to facilitate the work of agric, because you will be able to say that, oh, this zone is where we are getting more of our granite from, or more of our tomatoes from. But the road going there is bad. So I think that it's more about a department that are closely related. But if it is not there, then like you said, agric should be made to stand alone.
To stand alone.
Because or this thing doesn't shine.
And I think it will do it. It can work. Because I know the one of the ministers, the deputy ministers for local government, call it in team. He is solely for agric and local economic development. So even if it comes critical and we lobby through him, he'll be able to just instruct these people. Because he's very passionate about local economic development. And he, on his rant, has always been bashing the assembly for getting most of their revenues from agric, but they are not developing the agricultural sector. And so such influential people who have passion for some of these areas could also be
I think I've spent, I just wanted to spend 20 minutes. I've spent 25 minutes, 23 minutes. So I want to say thank you very much, Director. I'm very grateful.
Yeah, okay.
I'm very grateful.